Muchas gracias, señor copresidente. I'm reading this statement on behalf of Mrs. Houria S. Slami, the chairperson and rapporteur of the Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearances. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearances is grateful for the opportunity to strongly and without any type of reservation support the continuation of the Committee on Enforced Disappearances. Since the creation of the Committee on Enforced Disappearances, the Working Group and the Committee have been coexisting side by side and collaborate and coordinate their activities with a view to strengthen, in accordance with their respective mandates, their joint efforts to prevent and eradicate enforced disappearances. To this end, since 2011, the Committee and the Working Group have held yearly meetings pursuant to Article 28 of the International Convention to discuss and share information on country visits, thematic priorities, and working methods. The two secretariats have been and continue to be in close contact in order to share information, analysis, priorities, and reinforce cooperation in the daily work. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, these fruitful exchanges and growing collaboration with the committee have demonstrated that our respective mandates are complementary and mutually reinforcing. We are still far from winning the battle against enforced disappearances as they continue to occur on a daily basis, including as we speak today. The road toward the eradication of this atrocious practice is long and winding, but there are steps that states can immediately take to reaffirm their commitment in words and in deeds towards its eradication. One of these steps is the firm and good faith support for the International Convention and for the work of the committee monitoring it. We have observed how the committee has, in its short but productive 6 years of existence, contributed to the UN response to enforced disappearances and helped states to improve their public policies in responding to this heinous crime. In conclusion, the Working Group considers that the work of the committee is essential in its fight to prevent, combat, and eradicate enforced disappearances and fully support the continuation of its work. Thank you very much for your attention.